And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 52 degrees under overcast skies. Joining me in the studio, a couple of folks from Sitka Fine Arts Camp. W.T. McRae is the director of theater. This is his third season at the camp, and he's been coordinating art chairs for 5 years. Amy Butcher is writing teacher, and this is her third summer at Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Welcome to Morning Edition, Amy and W.T.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, let me put your correct microphone on. There we go. Well, art chairs are coming up every night for the next, 7 days? We'll have art chairs coming up, and that's when the faculty present their own works. Can you tell us a bit about that program? What sparked this idea and whether this is an interesting thing for the faculty members to be doing?
Yeah, every night the faculty performs an hour. We think of it as like a variety show. So it's an hour long. The whole campus comes together and invites the public for a free sampling of the work that the faculty does in their artistic life.
And it's a tremendously unique thing, I think, to this camp. I've taught at a number of arts camps and writing camps, for that matter. And this is something that again, is really unique to this camp in that often you trust and you know that the faculty members that you're working beside are very talented and in their own individual disciplines. But it's really something else to come together every single night and see see them perform, whether that is acting or improv or to see the photographs that the photographers are making. It's really something that's really quite special.
You know, it's always amazing to me when I think about the art chairs and I think about faculty members spending all day teaching and then going and doing their own art. It must be exhausting, but it sounds from speaking to both of you that it's more like invigorating.
I think so. I mean, I certainly know that the students always look forward to seeing their faculty members take risks and see their art. But also, it is a relatively busy day in terms of teaching, and there's always so much going on. And it's nice to come together for an hour, whether you're performing or whether you're in the audience, and really see everyone kind of doing what they love to do. And it is. It's incredibly inspiring, I think.
So, yeah. Amy, you do writing, WT, you do theater. Have you done art chairs yet, or will you be coming up?
Yeah, I will have a reading on part of the art share on Thursday night. I'll be reading for about 5 minutes, just a short piece of nonfiction that I've have coming out. And I also, in the past, have read as well. And that's always really exciting because I'm asking my students to take risks. And I think they like to see me jump up on stage and do the same.
I'm actually going to be performing on Thursday night as well, doing a classic clown routine, a piece of the canon of clown. And improvising that night with our improv teacher, who is amazing, Ben Lettick, mm-hmm. and the rest of the theater team, whoever we can pull on board to improv with us. And I'll be performing at the theater and dance and music evening at the PAC next Sunday, a piece that I've been working on.
Sounds like an opportunity just to also sort of to let loose, to collaborate, to find inspiration from each other.
It's joyful. I mean, you know, the faculty is top-notch artists from around the country. And even though we do work all day, like you said, there's this opportunity to get with other incredible artists and make something. And, you know, everybody arrives and starts whispering about, like, oh, well, I have this idea for a dance piece, and I would love to have live music. And, oh, I could compose something for that. And, you know, I mean, there's a real vivacity to the artists in the room and how they get inspired by each other and year to year start showing up with ideas mm-hmm. for each other. Like, I want you to play violin while I dance and she paints. It's exciting.
And Amy, you had mentioned that this is fairly unique to art camps. Is this kind of collaboration, cross-pollination, something that keeps the faculty coming back?
I think so, absolutely. I mean, I think the work that we do here and the students are really top-notch, and they're so engaged, and they're so, they're very much, I mean, they arrive and they are musicians, or they are writers, or they are, you know, interested in journalism and also rock band and also miming. And that's really, really neat. And to see the faculty kind of collaborate. I mean, one of my favorite things about camp is there's generally a faculty collaboration night. And in the past, it's been something that I and the other writing teacher who prior was a man named Andreas Karlstein, and now we have BJ Love with me. We would write something, and the music music people would kind of create a score, and there would be a little bit of acting. The visual art people would be on the sides painting something that they've interpreted from our words. I mean, it was really amazing, I think, to have so many faculty members on stage doing what they love to do and watch it all kind of come together.
Well, these art chairs are free. They're open to the public for the most part. They're 7 p.m. at the Odessa Theater in Allen Hall on campus. Can we go down the schedule for a little bit, see what's going to be offered?
Absolutely, yeah. So tonight we have the camp counselors are all obviously tremendously talented as well. So they will be performing a little bit tonight, everything from music to dance to theater, visual art. I'm sure we have some writers that'll jump on stage as well. So that is for tonight.
Tomorrow night we have the visual arts faculty. It's 9 artists presenting slides of their work or film of their work with a little bit of Q&A in between. So you'll get a sense of the breadth of their work, the process, how it's created, and how one artist to another artist is sort of different and unique in the way that they put work together.
What's coming up after that?
Thursday night is the writing staff and the theater staff together. It's going to be improvisation and writing.
A little bit of poetry, I think, and nonfiction as well. And then next week on Sunday, we have the dance and the music and theater department kind of doing a medley there.
On Friday night, we have an evening. A couple artists are going to present on how they put together a life as an artist, what the many compliments of the working artist look like. We have somebody on our staff, Andrew Cron, is a music therapist in New York City, plays music as well. So he's going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about the theater research process I've been embarked on for a couple of years, and how I make a living using all different forms of art. So we're excited about that. Sunday will be a great program, the dance department. We moved to the PAC so they can have the special floor.
And the PAC, of course, is the Performing Arts Center, which is part of the high school, and is a really wonderful venue, very professional venue, which is really lovely. And Monday night, then, we have the music department, and that's back in the Otis Theater. So we have everybody kind of coming together, whether they're singing or playing an instrument. It's really lovely.
Tuesday, July 8th, is the Student Talent Show. The students self-select their pieces, and they audition. It's actually very competitive. We have 250 talented students who have things to share, so we have to curate a little bit, and you'll see some of the best and brightest. It's one of my favorite evenings. And on Wednesday, we're doing a piece called The Mechanical Man, which is an Italian film, an Italian science fiction film that was almost lost. And so there are these recovered pieces of the film that one of our composing teachers, Marco D'Ambrosio, has composed a full score to that includes singing and speaking and multiple instruments. So our conducting teacher will be conducting, we'll have the pit. It'll be a live performance of the score to the film over at the Performing Arts Center.
Mm-hmm. And then on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we have the students' final performances, which are really kind of, I know the faculty's favorite part is because we've been jumping on stage and kind of doing what we love. And the hope is that, of course, that kind of emboldens them. Many of these students have been working on an act or a song or something for the duration of the camp. And so this is their moment to get up on a professional stage and do that. So Thursday will be in the Otis Theater for theater and music, among other acts. And Friday and Saturday in the Performing Arts Center, again at 7, for theater and dance and miming and partner acrobatics and all kinds of really wonderful things. There's also on Saturday from 1 to 4 on the campus a really lovely afternoon showcase and art show. So the art building is open and all the student work is on the wall on display. The student writers also have a reading on campus, which is always really great to see them read their work aloud. And there's also a rock band performance and dance at 10 o'clock in the Otis Theater, which is always a lot of fun to see the students and what songs they've picked out.
So many opportunities for the public to take a look at what's happening at Fine Arts Camp, as diverse as the camp is itself. So it seems like for the most part, from here through July 10th, it's going to be art shares. There's going to be the student talent show on the, was that the 8th?
Yes, that's
that was the 8th as well. Mm-hmm. Then 10th through 12th are the student performances. Where can folks take a look at the schedule? Where is the schedule? Is it up on the website?
I believe the schedule is online. It'll also be posted on Facebook.
Okay. Okay. So online and on Facebook.
And around town as well.
Around town. We have just a couple of minutes. Folks have been hearing you talk about the wonderful happenings at Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Can you talk a little bit about the art that you do and who you are when you're not here at Fine Arts Camp, Amy?
Sure. I'll start. I am a professor of English. I've been teaching for the last 5 years at various universities around the country, including the University of Iowa and also Colgate University in upstate New York. I'm about to embark on a professorship at Ohio Wesleyan University in Ohio, and I'm a writer. So I have my first book is coming out next April with Penguin. It's called Visiting Hours. And I also do quite a bit of travel writing and personal writing as well. I'm actually embarking on a trip to the Arctic after camp is done on assignment to write about the people who live and work in Prudhoe Bay. So number of projects, I guess.
All right. WT?
I'm a physical theater artist in New York City. A lot of my career has been focused on clown and circus, and I'm moving into a work that is mostly centered around dance and acrobatic theater. I've been the Space Grant recipient at Flushing Town Hall for the last year. Started a company with 24 performers, so I'm working on an acrobatic dance theater interpretation of the Babel myth from the Bible, which we will be performing in September. And I've been writing a play with a puppeteer that's called Dragon Story that is almost finished. That'll be going up in October. I just finished an experimental dance piece directed by Billy Schultz called The Red Gloves right before I came up here.
So very busy.
Most days, hopefully.
Very busy. Well, thank you both of you so much for coming in this morning and sharing with us about Art Shares and what's happening there at Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
Thanks so much for having us.
I've been speaking with W.T. McRae, Director of Theater at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and Amy Butcher, Writing Teacher at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Art Shares are happening every night through the 10th. July 10th through 12th, student performances, and also on July 8th, there's going to be a student talent show. A lot going on.